Let's talk about some things, Vicki Lawrence. First of all, it is great to talk to you. I watched the now listen, I think we're 12 years different in age. So when I do the Wayback Machine, I'm not that far behind you, okay? I'm just saying.
You're catching me.
I know. I'm just saying because I watched the show every week, the Carol Burnett show every single week. It's a missing kind of show on TV now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think there'll ever be anything like it.
No, definitely won't be. But let's go back and talk about the early days there and what that was like all the time. Was it as wacky as it came across on TV, even when y'all weren't rolling?
It was really a fun place to work, and I feel so fortunate to have landed there. I don't know if you've seen Quiet on the Set yet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, and I mean, you hear all these horrible stories about Hollywood and all these Me Too stories, and I just landed in this beautiful spot with all these wonderful people and got trained by, I mean, I feel like I went to the Harvard School of Comedy, really.
Yeah. Well, I can totally see that.
We had all these amazing teachers, and we had a ball. We had fun every single day.
I never get tired of seeing clips, and there's a couple of channels on one of the many channels out there that show some shows. I would just soon have a dedicated Carol Burnett channel to just show it all the time. But then here you are. You show up on the show. What were you, 24?
When I started, I was 18.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so
right out of high school.
So that was great. And I don't know. I know this went on back then because I remember seeing it. But I remember thinking it when I first thought is that you and Carol had to be related.
Well, I think that's why she hired me, because everybody thought I looked like her.
Yeah, well, it was greatness. But then, you know, as part of the show, that's where the family started, Mama's family and all that stuff.
That's when I was 24.
Okay. And that's okay. So that's, and that just got a life of its own.
Yeah, it did. It did. It was written as a one-time sketch by two of our writers.
Yeah.
And, they never intended it to be a running piece. They were terribly upset when Carol did it Southern because they said, we didn't place it anywhere in the country and you're going to offend people. But that's the way it went on the air, and everybody loved it. So they ended up writing many, many of them. It would take them 3 weeks. It was a male and a female team, a writing team. You'd hear the typewriters going back in the day for like 3 or 4 days, and then you'd go by their office and you'd hear everybody. She'd do all the female parts. He'd do all the male parts. They're screaming back and forth. And then you'd hear the typewriters again for 3 or 4 days. It would take them about 3 weeks to write one of them, and they couldn't write them fast enough for Carol. I would say arguably her favorite characters ever in that show.
Well, it was fun to watch, and of course, you know, one of the reasons why we watched was that, you know, and there's all this stuff going on Saturday Night Live this week. There was a moment somebody broke, and they, you know, they talk about how rare and funny and cool that is, and I was like, that I watched for every week on Carol Burnett to see if that would happen, especially between Harvey and Tim.
We always heard that Lorne Michaels did not like us. He did not approve of the Carol Burnett show and breaking the fourth wall and cracking up. So I guess maybe that's why none of us ever did Saturday Night Live. I don't know.
Well,
but now I notice once in a while they break up.
Well, and, you know, and he should see the benefit of it in today's world because there's so many other things to worry about. And that went viral, and everybody loved it. So maybe he finally, all these years later, learned a lesson. Let's talk about old versus the new. Ah, yes. That's what happens when I call
my
home.
My dog's barking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
So in today's TV world, you know, the old linear channels, the networks and all that stuff are struggling. Has anybody talked to anybody about possibly doing a show like this? Because they're losing out.
A variety show? I don't think it will ever go again. I mean, why are you going to pay actors a fortune when you can get people to do it for free, you know, and call it a reality show?
Right.
Bob Mackey, what did that cost? We had a 25-piece orchestra. What did that cost? We had a ginormous writing staff, beautiful sets. I don't think it'll ever happen again.
It's a shame, but you know what? Coming up, people have a chance to experience a little of that in Greenville, Texas.
Yes, they do. I hope they'll come out.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you and I have the honor of talking to you is because of this show, so I'm grateful for it. But what can people expect?
We did two sold-out shows the last two weekends in a row, and it was wonderful. People really get a kick out of this show, I think. And that makes me very happy. I don't really feel like I'm a stand-up, and yet people ask me all the time what it's like to be on stage alone or what it's like to do stand-up. And I just say, I don't know, stand-up, sit down, it's all comedy.
Yeah.
but it's been fun to put my show together because I knew Mama had to be a huge part of it because everybody loves her. They treat her like she's a real person. They ask me all the time, where is she? Like I should run in the phone booth and turn into her. So I knew she had to be a big part of the show, but I said to my writing partner, I said, I want to be me before I'm not anymore. So we put my half of the show together. It's very autobiographical. It's everything that I know people would ask me if we did what Carol does, which is bump up the lights and ask questions.
Right.
My career has been nothing if not serendipitous and pretty funny.
Well, I totally
wasn't
get
my
that.
Plan. I was going to be a dental hygienist, Sarah.
Well, that it didn't quite work out like that, did it, Vicki?
Hopefully, I would have been a humorous one.
Just entertaining, but
yeah,
to a smaller audience.
Gonna do. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to do.
Did you get?
I got sidetracked.
You know, you talked about at the beginning that the writers were horrified that they might offend somebody. But if I'm a betting man, I'm betting what you ended up with from anybody from the South was, oh, that's my meemaw, or I know a person like that. That's how it played, right?
Yeah, I feel like everybody, I think that's why everybody loves Mama so much, because everybody knows her. Everybody has that old lady in their family.
Well, okay, so,
you know, if not your mother, it's your aunt or your grandma, and yeah.
When you're doing the Mama stuff now, are you talking about some current events also?
Yeah, I that's the other thing I said to my writing partner. I said, I don't want this to be retrospective at all. I know when Harvey and Tim went on the road, they were very successful with their show, but they did a lot of the sketches from the Burnett show. And I said, I don't want to be retrospective at all. I want to push this old lady into the new century and let her comment on all the stuff that's going on. And God knows they're just more stuff keeps coming.
Right. Lots of material.
Talk about all the time.
Well, okay, so that's outstanding and makes it even better because then the older people who know you from that sounds terrible. I'm still dealing with this on my own level. But anyway, with the whole getting old thing. But it would encourage the people who know you from television to bring younger people to come and meet you and Mama.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, Mama's still on all over the country in reruns.
Yeah.
I have never in my life gotten more fan mail than I did during the pandemic. And I don't know if it's people just needed to laugh at something silly. Or they were bored and they found us to watch. I don't know. But I feel like we're as popular as ever. And the Burnett show is on as well. So I don't feel like I've ever really been gone from television. And it just keeps passing down to generations. And when we first started doing this show, I just assumed it was going to be older people that, you know, from the Carol Burnett show.
Right.
But one of the first shows we ever did, there was this whole group of college kids sitting in the front row. And I looked at them and I said, really? And they said, oh, yeah, we never would have gotten through without Mama.
That's
so
greatness.
So they watched my show, and being young, they found me backwards. You know, it was like Back to the Future. They came back to the show and they said, you were really hot when you were young.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, when you showed up on the Carol Burnett Show, I was starting to develop those feels as a, and yeah, I had a crush. Because you were funny. And then you had a song that did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reba redid it and did very well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did she talk to you? Song. Did she talk to you about that?
I will tell that whole story.
Oh, okay.
She did,
okay.
She did my talk show that I had back in the 90s, and we sang it together.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I bet that was great. Okay, yeah. I don't want to spoil the show, so I want everybody, and we're about out of time. I've stretched the morning show limits for an interview, but I could talk to you for an hour. One question I wanted you to answer, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but who was your favorite guest star on the Carol Burnett Show?
Oh, man, that's hard. I mean, I got to meet so many movie stars, and, I mean, good Lord, the people that came through there. You know, I mean, major movie stars wanted to do her show.
It was
like Gloria Swanson and Betty Grable and Rita Hayworth. It's just crazy. But I would say that a lot of my favorite guests were the musical, especially the younger ones that most of the other cast didn't even know.
Oh, okay.
Like I got to dance with every one of the Jackson Five. I got to dance with all those boys. Who else? Oh, and Bobby Gentry came through. I was so in love with, what was her big hit? Oh, DeBilly Jeff.
Oh, DeBilly Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, that was my story song. That was my Georgia when I was young. And I would put that back in the day, you put the record on the hi-fi, and you have to pick the needle up and keep running it back so you can get all the lyrics. You know, nowadays you can just look the lyrics up.
Yeah.
But she came to do the Burnett Show, and I don't think anybody knew her but me. I remember we were going in rehearsal on Monday morning, and she hadn't shown up. She was late. And so the stage manager called down to the front desk and said, has Bobby Gentry come through yet? And the guard said, I haven't seen him.
Really new. She was really new.
Oh, my God, you guys. Yeah, pretty crazy. It was just crazy, the people I got to meet.
Well,
I feel like I touched the golden age of comedy, you know?
You did.
Television.
Yeah, it was great. Every single week, it was just great. And, you know, we just lost Steve Lawrence, and he was my favorite recurring person who showed up on the show because the odds were higher somebody was going to bust up.
Yeah, he was fun. He was a lot of fun.
Well, okay, the show is coming up Friday night in Greenville at the Municipal Auditorium, correct?
It sure is.
All right, and tickets available online, and we'll have the link up on our Facebook page to share with everybody so they can go and let's sell this thing out.
All right, and let's laugh a lot. God knows we need it.
Yeah, we do. Vicki Lawrence, thank you so much. We really, really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, Eric.